Good morning. Welcome to St. James. Today we celebrate the first Sunday of Lent. We began our Lent this past Wednesday for Ash Wednesday. It's wonderful that you're all here with us today here in the church, as well as joining us from near and far via Zoom. Please remember to visit our website, www.stjameswabash.org, for information about what's coming up at our parish. You can also sign up for Masses there and read our newsletter. A lot of great information there. We invite all of you to join in as best you can with gesture and humming here in the church. And we'll begin today's celebration with God of Creation. Please rise.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit be with you.
And with your spirit.
As we begin this journey of Lent from ashes to Easter, we're reminded that life is a journey, that we have many steps along the way. The road is long with many a winding turn, as the old song says it, and that's our story during Lent. And we're going to go through this season with hope in our hearts that as we've been going through so much loss during this last year, that the coming of Easter will remind us of the newness of God, which is to come. So let's place ourselves in God's presence today and ask that this holy season will be a time of grace, a time when we can be filled with divine mercy.
Jesus Christ, pour out your compassion, grant your people pardon. Kyrie eleison.
God, have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Then let us pray. Let us pray that this holy season of Lent will be a time of grace, a time of renewal. Let us pray that Jesus will show us the way on our own journey of faith. And let us pray that that Holy Spirit of God will give us the gifts that we need. Grant, Almighty God, through this yearly observance of Holy Lent, that we may grow in understanding of the riches hidden in Christ, and by worthy conduct pursue their effects. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "See, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, all the birds and the various tame and wild animals that were with you and came out of the ark. I will establish my covenant with you that never again shall all bodily creatures be destroyed by the waters of a flood. There shall not be another flood to devastate the earth." God added, "This is the sign that I am giving to all ages to come of the covenant between me and you and every living creature with you. I set my bow in the clouds to serve as a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow appears in the clouds, I will recall the covenant that I have made between me and you and all living beings, so that the water shall never again become a flood to destroy all mortal beings." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Your ways, O Lord,
Our reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, Christ suffered for sins once, the righteous for the sake of the unrighteous, that he might lead you to God, put to death in flesh. He was brought to life in the Spirit. In it, he also went to preach to the spirits in prison, who had once been disobedient, while God patiently waited in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few persons, eight in all, were saved through the water. This prefigured baptism, which saves you now, it is not a removal of the dirt from the body, but an appeal to God for a clear conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with the angels, the authorities, and the powers subject to him. The word of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus, Jesus Christ. Glory, glory, glory and praise to you. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus, Jesus Christ.
If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Oh, glory,
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 glory and praise to you. Say glory,
glory,
glory
and praise to you, Lord Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus.
Jesus Christ,
Jesus,
oh,
Lord Jesus,
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 oh,
Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus Christ,
Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
Jesus
Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And
a reading, Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Spirit drove Jesus out into a desert. He remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan, who was among the wild beasts. The angels ministered to him. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The gospel of the Lord.
We begin every Lenten season by telling this story of the temptation of Jesus. Today we tell St. Mark's version, and I was reminded of the old TV show. Those of us who are old will remember it, Dragnet. Dun, 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 dun. When the main character, Sergeant Friday, would interview a witness, he would inevitably start off saying something like, "Just the facts, ma'am." And St. Mark seems to have been a just the facts kind of writer. If you remember other versions of this story of the temptation, we have a Jesus who is described in kind of like this tussle with Satan, and they talk about all the different temptations that happen, and they have kind of a dueling banjos contest of Bible quotes with one another. But St. Mark, you know, five phrases. The Spirit drove him in the wilderness, spent 40 days there. Satan tempted him. He was with the wild beast, and the angels ministered to him. Full stop. So what's the difference? What is St. Mark trying to tell us about this story that Matthew and Luke stress in other ways? To understand what Mark is doing, we have to kind of look at a little bigger picture than the little passage we have today. This is chapter 1 of St. Mark, and the verses just before this passage is the story of the baptism of Jesus. And unfortunately, in the lectionary, this story of the baptism was, 6 weeks ago? But in St. Mark's mind, these events are connected. The events of Jesus' baptism, this temptation in the desert, and the first preaching are all connected in the way St. Mark tells the story. So remember the baptism. What happens as part of the baptism is that the Spirit descended upon Jesus like a dove, right? That's the story. Well, one verse later, we have the Spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness, into the desert. Same Spirit. The Spirit who was there when Jesus was proclaimed as God was well pleased, that same Spirit drove Jesus, didn't encourage him, didn't urge him, didn't coax him, drove him into the desert where he was tempted by Satan, surrounded by the wild beasts. For St. Mark, the way he tells the story, this scene of the temptation is not like a major turning point the way it seems to be for Matthew and Luke, but it's like an introduction to what's happening next. In the desert, Jesus encounters the fact that he's going to be dealing with, wrestling with evil for his entire ministry. So this is just chapter one of an ongoing story. And that's why the Spirit drove him there, so he could have this realization that he was on the battlefield. And of course, that's our story as well, right? That's how we start off this season of Lent, as a reminder that we too are on the battlefield. Struggle. We are on the battlefield fighting this germ, right? For a whole year, we've been wrestling with the fact that this virus is out to get us. And so often in our lives, we have to deal with illnesses and let the bugs, try to keep the bugs away from us. And we're very hopeful that the scientists and the doctors have found a way to help us win the battle, but it's still a struggle. And it's not just that. We're in the battle in so many areas. We're struggling with natural disasters, going back to Noah, right? Going back to the flood. In Chicago, we have to struggle. We have to deal with the ice and snow. And the other parts of the country, they have other struggles they have to deal with, the natural disasters. They have to deal with earthquakes and hurricanes and floods and mudslides and forest fires and tornadoes and tsunamis and plague of locusts. Natural disasters we struggle with. We struggle with social ills. We struggle with poverty and hunger and racism and unemployment and family dysfunction and healthcare disparities and lack of economic opportunity and food deserts. The list goes on and on. You can make your own list as well. And our reality is that this struggle sometimes can seem overwhelming because there's so much going on so often, and we don't know what to do about it. However, Jesus tells us that there's good news on the horizon. He says that the kingdom of God is at hand. He says the kingdom of God is at hand. It's not someday in the sweet by and by. It's not on the agenda at some point to be named later. It's not for a date to be determined. It's at hand, the kingdom. You can grab it. To understand what Jesus is saying, we have to remember back to the Spirit, right? That started the whole story here. What Jesus wants us to know, what he knew and what he wants us to know, is that we have access to that Spirit. That same Spirit that was with him, that same Spirit that enabled him to confront illness and death and Satan and evil and the demons. That same Spirit is available to us. It's at hand. So we might be on the battlefield, but when we've got that Holy Ghost power, we can say to Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. But it ain't easy. Being in the struggle ain't easy, right? It ain't easy when those slings and arrows of outrageous fortune keep coming at you like bees going after honey. It ain't easy. And that's why Jesus tells us that the first step in reaching out to that kingdom is to repent. Now, the word repent is a very interesting word in Greek because it really means more like to change your mind, or even better, to get a new mind. What Jesus wants us to understand, if we're going to really know that the kingdom of God is at hand, we have to think differently. See, we ordinarily don't think that the kingdom is at hand. We ordinarily think that we need something else. We need something more in order to let that good news come into our life. Right? I mean, just tell the story of a life. When you're a kid, you think, boy, will it really be good news when I get that bike? I'll really be happy then. Or maybe a little older, when I get my iPhone, then I'll be happy. Maybe I'll be happy when I have a boyfriend or girlfriend, or a little later when I get married. Maybe I can really be happy, have good news when I have a kid. Or maybe have a career or a really good income. And those of us of a certain age are really happy when we have good health, right? So we always seem to think that there's something more, something else that we have to have. But the new way of thinking Jesus wants us to have, the repentance Jesus wants us to get, is that we already have all that we need. We already have all that we need in order to have good news in our life. We have to believe in the good news that each one of us are precious in the sight of God, just as we are. We have to believe in the good news that at our baptism, Jesus named us and claimed us as his very own people, blessed beyond belief. We have to believe that this is God's world and God's in charge. And because God's in charge, all will be well. All manner of things will be well. Amen. So as a people of faith, as a people who know that God is with us, we turn to the Lord and profess our creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantially with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was an incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, and who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
What a blessing we have as people of faith. So we can turn to the Lord confidently today as we present our prayers and petitions.
For Pope Francis, the bishops and pastors, that through their words and actions, they may proclaim the gospel and lead us in repentance during this holy season of Lent, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God's life-affirming covenant with humanity, all living creatures, and this whole earth might inspire a renewed respect for life in all of its forms. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those suffering from disasters, including intense cold weather, and that leaders may work with compassion to help repair the devastation around them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us, that these 40 days we spend in the Lenten desert might strengthen us as we proclaim the gospel and build the kingdom of God. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
As we celebrate African American Heritage Month, we lift up many contributions of Black doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers, and lift up the hospitals, especially Mercy Hospital, that has served this local community. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those that have gone before us in faith, especially Sister Barbara Rastener, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those in our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear all our prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
A road meant for you to travel. Narrow and steep is the shepherd's way. And as you say yes, letting me guide you, I will be strength for the journey. I will be I will be strength for the journey. I will be strength for the journey. I will be strength for the journey. I will be strength for the journey.
Then let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands
for the praise and the glory of God's name, for our good, the good of all the Holy Church.
Give us the right disposition, O Lord, we pray, to make these offerings. For with them we celebrate the beginning of this venerable and sacred time through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. It is our duty and salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. By abstaining 40 long days from earthly food, he consecrated through his fast the pattern of our Lenten observance. And by overturning all the snares of the ancient serpent, taught us to cast out the leaven of malice, so that celebrating worthily the Paschal mystery, we might pass over at last to the eternal Paschal feast. So with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise, as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, all you have created rightly gives you praise, for through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. You never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by that same Holy Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, and let them become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said a blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said a blessing. He gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread, and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, oh Lord, until you come
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband, Saint Joseph, the blessed Apostle, Saint James, and all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, your servant Pope Francis, Cardinal Blaise, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family that you've summoned before you today, and your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, to all who are pleasing to you by at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow upon the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a wave of peace.
Of the world.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
Amen.
The prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
echoed by a heavy burden. Neath the load of guilt and shame, and then the hand of Jesus touched me. Oh, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, oh, and since he cleansed and made me whole, and I shall never cease to praise him. Oh, and I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me. My Savior touched me. I'm glad he touched me and made me whole.
And we pray. Renewed now with heavenly bread, by which faith is nourished, hope increased, and charity strengthened, we pray, O Lord, that we may learn to hunger for Christ, the true and living bread, and to strive to live by every word which proceeds from your mouth. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Just a reminder that today at 12:30, we have our monthly discussion on race. Today we want to talk about race and health care, how we have gotten into this situation where we are currently, where there's inadequate health care for African-American community. And just if you did not get ashes and you would like some ashes, we have little envelopes with ashes from Ash Wednesday that you can take home for yourself or for anybody in your family who would like to have ashes. There's little envelopes by the door. And just remember, every Friday in Lent, we're going to have stations, virtual stations at 6:30. You can get the link from the website. Anything else? So let's bow our heads and pray God's blessing. May bountiful blessings, O Lord, we pray, come down upon your people, that hope may grow in tribulation, virtue be strengthened in temptation, and eternal redemption be assured. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
God's blessing upon us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Through this world of toils and sin.